This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and South Korea signed 4 MOUs in various fields, including cooperation in the field of sports and cultural and creative industries. Addressing a joint press briefing, Mr. Modi said both the countries share a common outlook with regard to the Indo-Pacific. He further stated that with the visit of President Lee, the trusted partnership between the two nations will convert into a futuristic partnership. President Draupadi Murmu today said the infrastructure is foundation upon which modern nations are built. She said robust infrastructure reduces logistics cost, boosts trade, attracts investment, and enhances productivity. Highlighting the importance of railways and highways, the president said this mode of transport opens immense opportunities for socio-economic development of remote regions of the nation. He said these are not merely systems of transport but instruments of economic expansion, social inclusion, and national integration. The president made these remarks while interacting with the probationary officers of the Indian Railways and assistant executive engineers of the Central Engineering Service Roads at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. In Jammu and Kashmir, 15 people were killed and several others injured after a bus met with an accident in Udhampur district. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the bus accident in Udhampur district of Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for next of kin of the deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister Jitendra Singh have expressed grief over the tragic accident. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in yesterday's blast at firecracker factory in Virudhunagar district reached 25. The incident happened when the laborers were handling the explosive chemicals. 12 people were wounded in second blast while clearing the debris last night. Out of the fatalities, 22 were women, 3 were men, including 18. Meanwhile, an inquiry commission has been set up under chairmanship of IAS Govind Rao. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a series of high-level meetings with senior Saudi leadership aimed at strengthening bilateral ties and deepening energy cooperation amid the West Asia conflict. The visit highlights the steadily expanding strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia amid shifting geopolitical dynamics. In a statement, the Embassy of India in Riyadh said discussions covered a broad spectrum of issues, including bilateral cooperation, regional security concerns, and other matters of mutual interest. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson said the government has no plans regarding a new round of talks after the United States seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's rejection came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he is sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission to follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. India and the United States will resume trade negotiations on first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from April 20 till 22 in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministers are also part of the Indian team. The three-day talks are aimed at calibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics, and the meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in the nearly 4 months, during which discussions continue virtually. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.